Here begins Barbie Sisters Mystery Club Number 2, The Haunted Boardwalk, narrated by Kristen King for Saga Egmont. Prologue. One morning, on what seemed like an ordinary beach day, Barbie, Skipper, Stacy, Chelsea, and their loyal puppies were faced with a major mystery: Raquel's missing jewelry. It was a tough case, but by working together and using their sleuthing skills, the sisters were able to track down the missing jewels, with the help of their puppies, of course. After the case was closed, the sisters were determined to leave no mystery unsolved, no matter how tricky. The Sisters Mystery Club was formed, and no secret was safe from the super sleuthing sisters. Chapter 1. Barbie leaned against the wooden railing of the boardwalk. The sun was setting over the Pacific Ocean. With her sisters and their puppies, she watched the sky turn pink, orange, and crimson. Barbie rested her chin on her hand. "Nothing is more beautiful than a California sunset," she said. "Woof!" Taffy, Barbie's sweet pup, barked to her siblings. "What about a brand new bone? Bones are beautiful."
"True that," DJ added.
Honey nodded, her ears bouncing. Rookie just chased his own tail. "I meant nothing is more beautiful than our four cute little puppies," Barbie laughed. When the puppies barked like that, it was almost as if they were talking to her. She shook her head and smiled to herself. What a silly idea. Puppies couldn't talk, of course. Barbie turned to Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea. "So what should we do tonight on the boardwalk?" she asked.
"Play carnival games," Stacy said.
"The Fright Shack," Skipper suggested.
"I want to ride the Ferris wheel,"
Chelsea, the youngest sister, chimed in. She shivered.
"The Fright Shack is too scary. I saw a real live ghost last time."
"A real live ghost, huh?" Barbie said as she sat down on the bench. Chelsea leaned in and whispered in Barbie's ear.
"Ferris wheel."
Barbie smiled. Getting her sisters to agree was harder than herding cats. "Okay, we'll do all those things," Barbie told them. "But can we say hi to Nikki first? She's working at Crossbones tonight." Nikki was one of Barbie's best friends. At the start of the summer, she had taken a job at a mini golf place on the boardwalk. Crossbones had a pirate theme. The first hole was shaped like a desert island. The fifth hole was on a pirate ship under sail. And the 13th hole had a treasure chest. Golfers had to send the golf ball up a ramp at the exact moment the lid of the treasure chest opened.
"Okay with me," Stacy grinned.
Chelsea tilted her head.
"Only if we go on the Ferris wheel later. Deal?"
"Deal," Barbie said.
"Hooray!"
Chelsea cheered.
"Come on, I know the way."
She grabbed Barbie's hand and pulled her off the bench.
"I know the way, too," Honey barked to the other pups.
"Last one to Crossbones is a pokey puppy," DJ added.
The sisters and puppies walked by the amusement pier with its carousel, games, slide, and, of course, the Ferris wheel. Next to the amusement pier was Crossbones. Barbie, her sisters, and the puppies stopped outside. Usually, Crossbones was full of people lining up to play, picking out colored golf balls, and putting on the green astroturf. But tonight, it was empty. Over the entrance, a single light flickered. Two other bulbs were dark. Chelsea grabbed Skipper's hand.
"This is even spookier than the Fright Shack," she said with a shiver.
Barbie frowned. Chelsea was right. It was spooky. Something seemed wrong. Rookie let out a long, low howl.
"Shh!"
Taffy hushed him.
"Don't scare them."
"Nikki?" Barbie called. There was no answer.
Barbie called again. She heard a clatter behind the wooden counter. Dark brown hair popped up above the register. It was Nikki.
Barbie, is that you?
Nikki said.
I'm so glad you're here. Something weird is going on. I think Crossbones is haunted.